Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, October 24th. It's election day for those running to be on municipal councils and school boards across Grey Bruce. Most municipalities in the region are using online and telephone voting, and you'll be able to cast a ballot until 8 o'clock tonight using a secure PIN number sent out in voter notification letters. Meaford is running in-person polls until 8 at 5 locations in the municipality. There are in-person polls in Georgian Bluffs as well today at the Township Office and Shallow Lake Arena. You'll be able to follow all of the election results in municipalities across Bruce and Grey counties as they are announced tonight online at bayshorebroadcasting.ca or on the air through live special coverage on AM 560 CFOS beginning at 8:30. Rishi Sunak will become Britain's next Prime Minister. The former Treasury Secretary has won the race to become the next leader of the UK's governing Conservative Party after his only remaining rival, Penny Mordaunt, dropped out. Sunak will take over as Prime Minister from Liz Truss, who quit last week after just 45 days in office. Sunak says the UK faces a profound economic challenge.
We now need stability and unity. And I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together. Because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children and our grandchildren.
Sunak, who is 42, is the UK's first British Asian Prime Minister and the youngest for more than 200 years. Canadian environmental icon David Suzuki will be retiring as the host of The Nature of Things on CBC after 44 years. His final season with the program launches in January. The 86-year-old Suzuki says he will continue his environmental work by helping to address climate change and environmental education. Canada's Competition Bureau is going to be looking into food costs in our grocery stores. Last month was the fastest rise in grocery store prices since 1981, with prices increasing 11.4% compared with 1 year ago. The Bureau, which is an independent law enforcement agency of the federal government, will look at whether the grocery industry is contributing to the rising food costs. Their study will specifically focus on competition in the grocery sector and why prices are so high right now. The Kincardine Business Improvement Area is launching a campaign to support local shopping. The BIA says the Bring Us the Bucks campaign allows people to hunt for BIA bucks and encourage people to start shopping. The bucks act as gift certificates that can be redeemed at more than 70 downtown Kincardine businesses. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 57 points to 18,918. The Dow Jones is up 417 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.95 U.S. cents, down 37 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $84.83, down 22 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs put their two-game win streak on the line tonight when they face the Golden Knights in Vegas. Five Canadian teams are in action tonight. The Toronto Raptors meet the Heat in Miami tonight in the NBA. The Heat beat Toronto 112-109 on Saturday. Locally, there's Bluewater South girls basketball this afternoon. And the Monday night game in the National Football League has the Chicago Bears at New England to face the Patriots. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.